Last week on Friday, we all completed Martin Devos's Agile Project Management Lean and Kanban hands-on workshop, which is a bit of a mouthful to say. But all of us now who took part in the course are now Scrum Masters certified. In Europe, you don't have to take an exam. I know in the United States you do, for legal reasons, have to actually sit an exam. But we didn't. And by the way, that third day of Martin's course, from in my point of view, was the best day, because we did Kanban and Lean principles, and obviously project estimation, which is really cool to do. And the final afternoon, we had a couple of project managers. I should just step back and say, like, I was the only technical person, I think, who took part in the course, and most of the people there were development management, project management, and they had experience of running projects. So it was interesting for me to sit back, well, not sit back, but actually observe what they felt and their opinions about Scrum and XP. And of course, Scrum and XP are really valid. And so for Kanban, the final task was to actually come up with a value stream, you know, at least a flow. Kanban is slightly different from Scrum because it absorbs the whole. It's not so much the rigid sprints and iterations and the retrospectives that you must apply, but it's the idea of pulling work. Instead of pushing work from one division of labor or team or to another, or group of people to another group of people, for example, from the business analysis to the developers to the actual quality assurance testers, what happens is that you pull, just like in the factory, you build something, you set it there, and someone else takes it and runs with it. And that's the idea of what assembly lines are like. And when something goes wrong, you actually can stop the line. Well, that would be extreme, but what happens is that you find out what's going on, you fix the continuous integration server, you have a meeting. And Kanban is definitely a weaker form. It's not strict in the say that you need to have iterations and sprints, but it definitely, what I found is that Martine herself was actually endorsing the idea of Scrum Ban, which is Scrum mixed with Kanban, these techniques to allow projects to be agile. Anyway, I really strongly recommend that you get yourself on the Martin's course or somebody of similar if you are listening to this. In fact, Martine expresses it better than I can. She, in her notes, pointed out the fact that, you know, 60% of projects over the past 10 years are actually failing, and it's clear that traditional techniques don't work at all. So having agile experience, having the knowledge of agile and the experience of building software in the Scrum and XP way will help, even if you don't choose Scrum. The idea of Kanban is definitely going to help you. And in the economic market that we now face itself, that we now are facing in Britain and the USA, you know, the idea of getting value really quickly, efficiently, and more often for the stakeholder and the product owner is going to be more valuable. Now, onto other matters. I want to introduce some idea of Scrum and maybe Kanban in my organization. So I'm wondering, does anyone know of where I can obtain a transparent whiteboard, a kind of a glass of perspective? The problem I am facing in my workspace is that there's not enough wall space. And I thought, like in these American or even British, like wired in the blood programs, you can get a transparent whiteboard, and I can use something like China graph pens to actually mark, you know, the pens that glazers use when they're cutting glass. So send me a link.